Well, first thing I wanted to talk about, Amy, was, and I know I've talked to Della Watkins about this, but it looks like the Taubman is really trying to switch things up as far as rotating exhibitions in and out, trying to give people a reason to come back. Is that a pretty good assessment?
That's a very good assessment. We have very exciting plans. I arrived in mid-September of this year, and I've been tasked to create an engaging and innovative 3 to 5 year exhibition portfolio. I think I look at the exhibition program as a large holistic pie. We want to bring in artists that are from our community and also from further afield to offer experiences that are not before seen to the Roanoke community.
Now we're going to talk about some of the five exhibits that they are opening or have opened already. One of them I actually checked out, the one with, what is it? One of them I checked out was already was From Picasso to Magritte, which is a lot of drawings and sketchings from very prominent artists. And I know that Della worked for the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, and is I know you guys have had a relationship with the Taubman, but is that an example of where that connection with Della has kind of helped out a little bit as far as getting some of that stuff in there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Della, of course, came from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, and I actually, coming from the Wilson Museum at Hollins, had established a relationship with the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts also. So I think you get, you know, the double power there. The exhibition is remarkable. It is the first large exhibition we have taken from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and really solidifies our partnership with that institution.
And let's talk about that. From Picasso to Magritte, European Masters from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. These are really drawings and sketchings. Picasso, Rodin, Magritte, Cezanne, pretty amazing stuff. Now, were a lot of these preliminaries to paintings, or were these the final products in a lot of cases?
Well, the exhibition highlights work made between 1816 and 1960, and it really is a very quick view. There's 35 objects, three sculptures, and the remainder are sketches, they're drawings and paintings and prints. And the exhibition does a quick view through the art movements that were developed in Europe at the time. You know, Impressionism, I think we all are aware of that word, or Surrealism or Cubism. And a lot of them are drawings, some of them are sketches, and some are also finished paintings. We have some remarkable artists in that exhibition as well. Many, of course, haven't been seen in this community before.
We're talking with Amy Moorfield from the Taubman Museum. Motomichi Nakamura Crypto Animation is another one that debuted beginning of February. Multimedia Works. Talk about that briefly.
Motomichi Nakamura was born in Japan. He was educated in New York and lives in Ecuador. They're wonderful, and the work is wonderful and fun. He's very interested in creating these monsters. So a lot of the work, there's drawings, sculptures, video animation that show these creatures that act out bad human behavior and really focus on a lot of environmental issues, particularly endemic to Latin America. So there's an exhibition that's in our media lab, as well as we've commissioned Motomichi to build a large plush sculpture named Mole Man that travels around the museum.
Really?
Yes, and you could take your picture with Mole Man.
Okay. Well, as long as I don't get scared or anything.
We also are putting very large decals on the front of the museum. We've commissioned the artist as well. And so when you come see the Taubman, you'll see this whole group of monsters looking in and out of the museum.
Another one that opened a few weeks ago, the Great Road Contemporary Wood-Fired Ceramics, and nine contemporary artists who have been influenced by generations of ceramic artists who came before them. That's pretty interesting.
It's very exciting, and it honors our artists that live here in this community. The Roanoke was actually established along a trade route in the 1700s, and this exhibition explores artists who make ceramics today that really are looking at those traditions. Ceramic artists do love to live in our community. The clay is very good here. And there are a lot of influences from Europe, from England, as well as Japanese potters.
We're talking with Amy Moorfield, the Deputy Director of Exhibitions from the Taubman Museum. Making American Taste, another one of the new exhibits. Narrative Art for a New Democracy through May 17th. And sort of like classic art there, correct?
This is a very special exhibition. Well, they all are. This one is we're looking at the traditions of painting that were created here in our country. It is artwork that was made right after the colonial times. So we have work on view, 55 sculptures and paintings that were created between 1830 and 1860 from some of the preeminent early American painters. So if you come, you'll see works by, for example, Rembrandt Peale and many others.
With an early portrait of George Washington.
Right, one of 84 portraits of George Washington, one of the most important of that artist's career. So it's very interesting because for us, before radio and television, people communicated to each other through artwork. And these paintings were created, prints were made out of them, so in the 1800s, people were very familiar with these paintings. And it's very exciting for us to have that opportunity to show.
And that was actually organized by the New York Historical Society. Is that a kind of a new relationship there?
It is a new relationship there. This exhibition has been in the making for about 3 years now. And the New York Historical Society, where all these artworks are from, is the oldest museum in New York. So they have amazing treasures in their collection. And we're lucky to have some of them.
All right. And the last one we wanted to discuss, which opens March 1st, the Art of Martin Johnson, more than 30 works created by the artist from 1972 to present. And tell us a little bit about Martin Johnson.
Martin Johnson is a Richmond-based artist. This is a major solo exhibition of his work from the early 70s on forward. If you would come to see his work at the exhibition, they're fun, they're very dense. They mimic the look of outsider art a little bit.
What's outsider art?
Outsider art is artwork that's made by artists that do not have formal training.
Okay.
However, Martin was classically trained as an artist. So how I like to explain his work is the world is his oyster. He creates artwork made out of found objects and wire and paint. And he has two favorite words, for, F-O-R, and Unis, U-N-I-S. And so in many ways, it's a treasure hunt to find those words incorporated in the paintings and objects.
Sounds like something that a lot of younger people might be interested in, kind of almost like graphic art or something.
I hope so. The exhibition is organized by Ray Cass, one of our adjunct curators of the museum. And Martin Johnson is having a resurgence in, of interest from the public. He was very well known in the 70s and 80s and then went through a kind of a quiet part of his career just making work. And this is, we're very excited to relaunch his career to a certain extent with this exhibition.
And before I let you go, talk about this is something that was started by Della Watkins' predecessor, the use of adjunct curators like Ray Cass, Brian Sivaking, Donna Polsano. These are people from the local community in many cases that are really in tune with a particular type of art, and that seems to have worked very well for the Taubman.
That's correct. We currently have five adjunct curators that have a variety of specialties, and it just adds a very different viewpoint in terms of our looking at artwork and selecting artwork. So we're very fortunate to have those individuals with us.
Just a couple more questions. Number one, how's the museum doing overall as far as what's the general word as far as attendance and just people coming into the building, that type of thing?
Well, from my perspective, I'm having a wonderful time in this position.
You've been here, what, about 6 months?
About 5 months.
Okay.
And I get great feedback. We have wonderfully attended events. We've started a wonderful Thursday Night Live series where people can come in. It's free. We have activities and treasure hunts, great bands playing. We're really trying to be very sensitive to the needs of the community and engage them in many ways. So from my perspective, I think we've done a fantastic job and looking forward to getting feedback on this upcoming round of exhibitions.
All right. Amy Moorfield is the Deputy Director of Exhibitions for the Taubman Museum of Art, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jean.